looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome, everyone, to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. Well, I certainly know that some days I feel like everything's aligned, and then for whatever reason, it could even be in that same day, I think, no, it's not aligned. Like, what's going on? And why did I feel so good, even physically, like the day before? And then today I'll wake up and I'm out of alignment. Maybe I've slept funny, or I think I have, or something's going on. And I stop and I think, okay, there's got to be something bigger at work here. Is it life force? Is it energy? And I do love asking that question, because that means I can, well, for lack of a better word here, control it. Like, I'm in control. And then I do ask the question, okay, wait a second here. Can I focus this? Can I amplify it? Can I direct it? And it does give me that empowerment feeling. And the only way I can almost even prove this is by two things, is by recognizing how I feel around others, because they have a life force, they have energy. It could be helpful to me, or it could be hurtful to me. And mostly I can also say that I feel it because of adorable animals, and everybody knows I love cats. And I was just speaking with our guest here, which is, I'm going to bring him on and announce him, but he is just so in admiration of animals and their life force and energy. And where you can clearly feel, and like you can feel how energy shapes and changes our lives, the better. How do we get in this alignment? How can we work and use this? So who I am bringing on the call today, an incredible man, a visionary, a best-selling author, founder of Quantum Touch Organization. We do have Richard Gordon, and I want to share just a little bit about him even before we say hello, because he's truly incredible. I do know where he gets the energy. He's yanking it from the universe. And putting it in a way that can align with him, so he can really help so many people and just broaden their entire life. So Richard Gordon is recognized as one of the pioneers in the field of energy healing. And today, as the founder of Quantum Touch, Richard is an internationally acclaimed speaker at conferences, medical centers, chiropractic colleges, and holistic health institutes. Mr. Gordon has been a faculty at Hartwood Institute and the Holistic Health Institute. And I mean, I could really truly go on, but what this man has done has just shown others that we ourselves are our own healers, that we can heal ourselves. And this comes from everything from inflammation to, you know, aligning our spines, like the pain, physical pain, to our emotions, our energy, and anxiety and happiness. So Richard, I'm so honored to have you here with us. I'm so pleased to share this time with you. Welcome so much to this show today with us, Richard. Thank you.
Thank you. It's such a treat to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
There's a beautiful opportunity. Just in general, I just want to start. Quantum touch. Like, that's a big word, because you've used something so almost like, to me in the beginning, would be quantum, which is almost foreign, and then touch, which I'm really familiar with. Like, why? What's quantum touch?
Well, when we're working with the life force energy, otherwise known as chi or ki or prana, it's the animating current of life. Everybody alive has some life force energy. We've learned that we can accelerate the body's own natural healing process through the application of this energy. Now, we know we're not directly dealing with large areas. The only way that an energy can affect matter would be through a quantum subatomic interaction. So we call it quantum touch. And the years go by since I came up with that name, the more accurate it seems to be. But what we really notice is the impact that we have with one another, that love really does have a direct impact on other people. And one day the scientists will be able to acknowledge, you know, the insights that I'm having, but that day is a few years off yet.
Ah, it's like what you just said there, the matter. So actually now I'm kind of getting this right now. Matter is something like what we'd say we can touch, we can see, we can feel, and all that stuff. And then you kind of throw in there the consciousness and energy, which we don't, but we do. And we're kind of waiting for that time where we can kind of, like we said, prove it, or scientists will show that.
Actually, I'm sorry to jump in, but my latest book that just came out a few months ago is called The Secret Nature of Matter. Ooh. And I draw a way, an empirical way, that we can prove that consciousness affects matter directly, now, empirically, visibly, in seconds. It is a way of showing that your love has a tangible physical impact on the outer reality. And it's kind of a long story how I got there, because it's taken me over 40 years of work in this field to figure this out.
I love that you've spent some, and what has kept you going for that? Because this is something that you knew before. It was like what you even said, you knew the name, but now it's showing up how accurate this really is. And we would love to hear that story, because that's inspiring that somebody like you yourself have had this impact on everybody. Where would that even started for someone like you?
Well, it's almost not even a beginning place, because I can keep going back further and further, but I'll pick a few highlights. I went to a school called the Cristo School of Natural Healing. I experienced a polarity session one day, polarity therapy session, which my first book was about, Your Healing Hands. And it took me from feeling my worst to feeling my best in an hour. I was completely blown away. I wrote a book about it. A few months before the book came out, I met a gentleman named Robert Rasmussen. And Bob had talked and told all these crazy tall tales, like, oh yeah, the time the child broke his leg, and then, you know, the next day he was comfortably walking or running, and then there was the time, and he's just telling these crazy stories, like the time I dissolved a tumor the size of a grapefruit and it melted away in an hour, and then there was the time, and he says, oh yeah, I just touch people and bones move back to alignment. And I thought, okay, this guy's just completely full of it. I can't believe anything this guy tells me from here on forward. However, he brought my girlfriend to the front of the room. We're all looking at her scoliosis, and he just touches a hip, and the hip rolls back to alignment. He touches the base of the skull, and it completely changes shape, and he goes up and down her spine. And we're just, you know, I like the English word gobsmacked, because we're just watching in 10 minutes, like half of her scoliosis just disappear, as if hot knife through butter, just melting everything. And that was my first encounter. And that day I learned that I could move the bones with a light touch. Now, let's be clear. 99% of the people interested in quantum touch are interested in pain reduction and reducing inflammation and accelerating healing. They don't really care about aligning. But I found out that you can learn things because the alignment happens, because it can happen virtually instantaneously. So back in 1978, I found out there was a simple meditation that you could use of breathing and body awareness, which is the basis of quantum touch. And then if you touch somebody, you can cause that alignment to occur. And it's something tangible and visible that everybody can actually see here and now. It isn't, you know, some hypothetical thing. Then about 9-10 years ago, I made the discovery that if you meditate, you can cause the bones to move. And then a couple of years after that, one of my students showed me that if you meditate on a bone behind the nose and eyes called the sphenoid bone, that supports the pituitary gland and it's the first bone in the embryo, and you meditate on that bone and give it a little turn meditatively, you can spontaneously align the hips and the occiput. That's the base of the skull. And it will be permanent. So that was exciting. And then about 2 years ago, actually it was almost exactly 2 years ago, it was Thanksgiving Like I told you, it's a long story. It was Thanksgiving Day, and my friend Daniel said something crazy to me. He said, Richard, I discovered that if you make a movie of yourself doing a healing session, people watching the movie will experience healing. And I said, Daniel, I just can't believe that. You know, he said, no, try it out. Well, at first I thought, okay, well, how am I going to test this in a way that I can be sure of the results? Because people can say nice things and say, oh yeah, my headache isn't there, or my, you know, back doesn't hurt as much. And how do I know they're not just being nice to me or saying what they think I want to hear? And then I remembered, oh, I know how to align people. So I made a selfie movie of myself meditating. And in that meditation, I meditated on aligning somebody. So when I showed them the movie, it caused the alignment and I was blown away. And then I thought, well, let's explore this. So I took a screenshot of the movie, just a single frame. And when I showed that, it worked. And then I took that picture and I put it in Photoshop and took out the color and reduced it by 90% and printed it on my printer. That's got to fail, right? No, it worked. And then I was sitting in a coffee shop and I had played golf in the morning and I had the same sweater on and in my pocket was a golf tee. So I do crazy things. I like to experiment. So I meditated on the golf tee and I put the thought and the energy intention of aligning someone in it and I handed it to someone and it worked. And then...
You know what? Richard, and with that, because we are going to end up going to commercial, but you are crazy and I love that. And let's share with you when we come back how crazy you can possibly get here to help align.
Well, we'll see.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And thank you for being here with us on Light on Living. We have Richard Gordon, who is just really, I love this. Honestly, there's about 10 things I want to ask so many questions about already, but I just want to catch the listeners up to speed here. And the biggest thing is, first of all, Richard, I want to say, yes, you do crazy things, but you know what? Thank goodness you are actually coming from it as a point where, hey, I'm a little bit of a skeptic here, and I want to make sure that not only do I have an understanding and believe, but that others do as well. And I actually have I wrote something down that I read about you. You once said, it says here, I could not believe my old beliefs, like any longer, but had not enough to establish a new worldview. And this is why I love that you did those crazy things, is because you're trying to establish the new, like right now I'm going, what? How is all this happening? This is nuts. But it's
exactly.
Yes, yes. So here you are with a golf tee in your hand thinking, okay, I've boiled it down. I've done from reel to video to a picture of video to a printed thing of a video, now to a golf tee?
Yeah, yeah. And then I tested on glass, plastic, rubber, paper, pebbles, water. Everything worked because, as I conclude, all matter is made of God stuff. Now, that's a very technical scientific term, but it's all made of the stuff of the infinite. The spiritual nature of matter is that it all holds consciousness. It's all made of this magic stuff we call matter. So that was the beginning. And I went to I had a friend who had a massage chair at a Whole Foods, and he loves to chat between clients, which is most of the time. So I charged a quarter and I handed it to him, and I told him to put it on a shelf. And when people came by, I'd measure them, and then I'd walk away. And he would either hand them the quarter or not hand them the quarter. And then I'd come back and measure them again and try to guess whether he had given them the quarter. Because the first rule of any scientific exploration is don't fool yourself, okay?
Right, yes.
And so I tested it a dozen times, and I knew instantly. It takes 1 second of measuring somebody to know if they're aligned or severely misaligned. And almost everybody's very misaligned. So I'd measure them, come back 40 seconds later, and guess, and I just instantly know what's true. And so I ran 58 different experiments that I journaled in my new book, The Secret Nature of Matter. And then I made a startling discovery. I kept being surprised because, you know, if you boil water, did it erase the information? No, it didn't. By the time the water cooled, it was still worked. But the water that evaporated on the lid, that had changed state from water to vapor, and it lost the information. Water turning to ice loses the information. Ice turning to water doesn't. And I ran all these experiments. But then I found something that really disturbed me because it didn't fit. I just couldn't understand how it could be true. I put all these pennies behind a woman on a table. They're about 3 to 4 inches apart from each other, about 12 pennies. And I meditated on the penny that was directly behind her, and I measured her again to make sure I hadn't accidentally aligned her, and she was still misaligned. Then I handed her the last penny in the row, and it worked. And I go, no, why did this happen? Because I only meditated on this penny. But then I calculated, well, if everything spreads like fire to gasoline, then the table, the walls, the floor, the windows, everybody in the coffee shop, and the whole world for that matter would be aligned. And I know that hadn't happened. Therefore, I needed a new hypothesis. Mm-hmm. And I came up with the idea of what I call conscious entanglement. That when you group objects together in your mind, anything you do to any one of them happens to them all. I tested it the next day. I did a simple experiment. And I had two women holding a coin, holding different coins that I had meditated on for a few seconds. And when I tapped one of the coins that was on a table, both women holding the coin were instantly aligned. And oh my God. And then I did the experiment in reverse. Anyway, they're all listed in my book. And once we understand this, that we realize our love really has a physiological impact on whatever you're focusing on, whoever, the cat, your husband, your child, whoever you're focusing your awareness on, your love has impact. And when you think of it the other way around, you realize the people who have harmed you the most in your life gave you the message that your love wasn't valuable and your love didn't have any impact. Because it's always that way. The people who harm us let us know our love isn't valuable.
Yes. And Richard, two things on that. One, I want to clarify. So I understand, did the pennies in the row, so from, let's say, left to right, kind of thing, or up top to bottom, had they discharged to the next penny, to the next, all the way down the row, so only the last one
They don't discharge.
Or, Okay.
They don't discharge. They hold the energy for pretty much, as far as I can see, forever.
Or as, so did all the pennies have it then? Or
yes, all the pennies will have it. Yeah,
okay.
They'll all have it.
Okay.
Once I did that, I realized I could create what you might call a group talisman. So what I did was I designed a beautiful pendant, and I once I had the order come in on the pendants, I joined them all together in consciousness, and then I put my very best healing energy into all the pendants, and then I put in the information of aligning people just as a little side bonus, and then I sent one out as a present, a gift to my top 50 instructors around the world. We've got practitioners working in over 50 countries. We got,
you've got like 1,400 practitioners. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And so I sent one out to them, and it gave them instruction to put their best healing energy into the pendant. And before I realized it, we sold out all 1,000 of them. And now we sold well over 4,000 of these pendants. And we're getting crazy, amazing stories coming in when people use these pendants. The first time I even I was at a conference in Cancun, Mexico. And Michael Beckwith, you know who that is?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Beckwith was there, and he and I go way back. And I said, hey, you want to see a magic trick? And he goes, oh, sure. And I just touch his shoulder with the pendant. And he goes, oh, my God, I felt my hip just move, and I felt my face change, and I felt my cranial bones move. And he's very sensitive.
Yes.
Touch her. And I touched his friend. And then her hip dropped. And he said, oh, my God, I could actually see it happen. He got so excited. Well, that evening we were having a beach party, and he comes and gets me. And he holds me by the hand like I was a child and walks me down the beach. And says, Richard, he says, I've got 20 people I want you to touch with your pendant. And I said, Michael, I'm not going to do that. He goes, well, why not? I said, I want you to touch them with the pendant. He said, okay, what are the instructions? And I said, well, you got to hold the pendant in your hand, and then you have to touch people with it. And he said, that's it? I said, yeah, that's all you have to do. Because he had the third element already in place. He had the intention. Because if you just hand somebody the pendant, it does not align them. But if you have the intention, and then before I left the conference, it was a late night party on the last night, and I didn't even know how powerful these pendants were. But one guy was complaining that he hadn't been able to breathe through his right sinus since he was a teenager, because he used to get into fights when he was a jerky young guy. And he held the pendant, one pendant on each side of his nostril, and within 5 minutes he was breathing through the right nostril. And then three other people wanted to test it out, and they all had, you know, their TMJ pain and other pains disappear. And I went, oh my God, what have I created?
I wanted to ask you, Richard, just when you talked just before, you said about if somebody had told us that our love didn't have the value. So
yeah.
Here are the people at the beach party, and they're feeling so much love and so much support, and they're in the right place. I mean, they've chosen to be there.
Right.
What about the people who they have been told that their love doesn't have value, and now they don't have that? So would something like this work for them? Can they ruin it? Like, can they stop it from working for themselves?
No.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You cannot erase the information on these pendants without changing state. You'd have to melt them or something. You know, they're gold or silver plated over copper, and the material doesn't matter. I could have made them out of old cigarette butts encased in plastic. I could have taken dead cockroaches and encased them in plastic and sold them.
But someone could.
I thought people would rather wear something beautiful made of gold or silver than you know, cigarette butts. But
so somebody couldn't have that. They couldn't reject it. If they're feeling rejected, would that transfer? Intention is good, and we have the intention of goodness. But what happens if somebody has the intention of rejection or is not good enough or sadness?
Well, here's the thing, when two things of different, this is the whole principle of quantum touch. It's about resonance and entrainment. This is how we operate, and this is what I've always taught. The idea is when two things vibrate at different frequencies, one of three things will occur. Either the lower frequency will come up to match the high frequency.
Yay.
The two will meet in the middle, or the high frequency will come down, tonight's the low one.
Oh.
With quantum touch, we're always looking to raise our vibration throughout the entire session. This is why we're doing these breathing and body awareness exercises. Now, with about 4,000 plus people putting their love and healing intention into these pendants, many of them every day, these pendants get stronger every single day. Now, what is your intention? Do you want to find the few people in the group that have been depressed and try to match them? No, you want to be uplifted. That's your intention. So the intention is, I want healing. I want to be uplifted. I want to feel better. Unless you're really determined, these pendants are going to make you feel incredibly good, relatively speaking. But the pendants will not solve all the problems, and they don't take the place of full healing sessions for the most part, because, well, that's a long story.
It's creating a field. I think that's the important one we're getting. Yeah, they're creating that the field that allows you to step into the beginnings of healing or alignment.
Exactly.
Now, we are going to go into commercial, but I still got a minute here. And I think that everybody, if we were to understand that, what does it mean to place the awareness on something? Because when we come back, I'm going to ask you like 10 million questions. But the ones that the thing is, if somebody is out of alignment right now, they're having hip pain, they're having shoulder pain, or inflammation, they're just like in physical pain.
Yeah.
When we come back, can you help us explain, does that mean that they're holding some kind of energetic hurt in that, and that's why they're aligned, or did they, you know, is the accident like that going?
Big question.
It's a good, see, when we come back, we'll have lots of time to answer that.
Yeah, okay, good.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're so happy to be back on this one. I've been in suspense over this commercial break because, Richard, in your new book, you do talk about the relationship between matter and consciousness. And so when I was trying to, in my head, go taking that leap from the quantum world of jumping to the energy field and saying, okay, this energy is causing me to have physical pain. Is there an energy stuck in my bones making me out of an alignment? And really, does meditation and awareness help to do this? And you talk all about this in your book.
Well, actually, It's another process that I worked on. It took me 30 years to figure it out.
Oh my God.
But I call it self-created health. And it's a way to discover the emotional causes of physical illness. Now, the energy healing work will usually reduce pain. We did a study with 50 pain conditions, and 100% of the pain conditions were improved from a single quantum touch session, and the average improvement was 67.4% from a single session. And that study has been published and in a peer-reviewed journal, so it's not like I'm just making up numbers.
Oh,
but
beautiful.
What happens is a lot of times the energy healing sessions are analgesic. They don't actually fix the problem long term. Now, it's all you need if it's post-surgical pain or something like this or an accident that's going to take away the pain. But a lot of times the energy healing work is not getting to the root cause of why the condition is there. I'd say maybe 25% of the time it's all they need, but a lot of times they need more. And I developed a system to find and release the emotional causes. And I woke up with severe flu symptoms one morning in 1980, and I found an emotional cause. I processed the emotion, and within an hour, all my flu symptoms were completely gone. And I thought I had, you know, deep gurgling, chest cough, fever, sore throat, bones aching, the whole works. But it turned out that there was an emotional issue that I was avoiding, and once I confronted it and dealt with it, it just completely cleared up. So that's going to be the subject of my next book that I'm working on, and I got a book after that too, which is going to be on how to slow, stop, and potentially reverse aging. We have a course at Quantum Touch called The Art of Youthing. It's an audio course, but I'm going to transfer that over the next year into a much more detailed book to teach people how to slow and potentially stop and reverse the aging process. These are processes that I'm working on.
I am so glad that you are writing these books, because you truly are helping like thousands of people. I have a personal question for you, for me.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm a very positive, I believe I have really good intentions, like loving intentions, and even towards myself. And
yeah.
I just had a cold, you know, 2 weeks ago, and I thought, well, and then here's the very honesty about it, is I felt really embarrassed. Like, why couldn't I heal myself? Like, I felt, you know, like I let myself down, and I was hard on myself. I thought, why are you sick? Why, you know, you should be able to heal yourself. And what kind of person
and this is me? Yes, yes.
Yeah,
and this is the real problem with the subject, because when you deal with a complex subject like this and you try to come up with 30-second answers to the question, it short-sights us, because when people try to take responsibility for something they don't understand why it's there, then it's like trying to swallow a pill the size of a basketball. Uh-huh. It can't be done. But I discovered some simple questions, about 8 or 9 of them, and when you ask these questions repeatedly and try to go deeper and deeper into the emotional answers that the person is responding from, then it paints a three-dimensional, like holographic image of an emotional situation you didn't want to encounter. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times colds are tears that weren't fully expressed for whatever reason. Yeah. Sometimes it seems inappropriate, or didn't want to admit that I felt so much, or whatever it is. Or just hurt to have to feel that way, and didn't want to have to feel it. And so what we do is we suppress emotion, and then the emotions express themselves as conditions. But unlike other people who say, well, knee pain means this and back pain means that, and I never paint by numbers. We have to find out individually for each person so that we come up with the right answer that doesn't convince me that it's true. The person themselves knows that they've had, I have 40 answers to questions that I've asked, and I'll say, well, does this one fit? Does that one fit? And they all fit like a glove to describe an emotional experience they didn't want to feel, like with their ex or their parent or whatever. And I'll say, what do you do with these emotions? I'll say, they're the ones they never want to feel. And then I hand them the list of 40 replies, and I say, well, maybe you're feeling them in your body. And they look over the list and go, yep, that's it. That's what it was. I'm not convincing them of anything. They've convinced themselves. And when they start to even just begin to feel the emotions, they'll usually notice about a 30% shift to their symptoms, But I've broken it down to a simple seven-step process for them to release the intensity of those emotions, to then take the responsibility, go through the remorse and the forgiveness steps, and then it turns into overwhelming, explosive self-love. Self-love they never even imagined possible. And then not only do the symptoms go away, but people feel incredibly grateful for having had the condition, that the body has the ability to be sick, not as a dysfunction, but a communication from their own higher self. The symptoms are a way of communicating that the gift of going back to the deeper levels of love. So the illness is a spiritual gift, which is crazy talk.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's what it turns into.
Yes, and to like appreciate on. And, you know, I do something. I use a foam roller. Like, I don't know if people roll out. That's what I call rolling out. And it's funny. I spend – this is not a long time. I do about 3 minutes, maybe up to six.
Yeah.
So 3 to 6 minutes, not long. And I just roll out. But as I'm rolling out, I literally am asking, like, what am I feeling in each part of this? And as I'm rolling it out, I'm asking it to be, you know, for me to love and accept and forgive and release. And I'll tell you, those 3 to 6 minutes of self exploratory and love – they realign me as well. And now, does everybody, but the way you're doing it though, there really isn't a lot of physical manipulation. It's literally touch. That's why it's called quantum touch.
Well, it's a different process. The, what I call self-created health is a completely emotional process where we just ask questions and people do the emotional processing. And we have teachers around the world teaching this. And occasionally I'll teach it over the phone to a group of people. And everybody gets it. Not everybody does all the homework, but everybody knows what the work is, and everybody gets it. And most people make huge progress, and they realize it is a process. That, I'm carrying this pain for a reason. I've been carrying it all my life, maybe for lifetimes, and this is what I need to deal with. So I need to heal.
So,
and they own it. They own it, and they're empowered.
The empowerment is huge, and I want to thank you, first of all, for just reminding me and letting me know, because you know what, we all can beat ourselves up, and I want to let you know that you helped me just shift and to say, you know what, how could I possibly have tried to heal something if I didn't understand it, and I was trying to force a healing, so my intention wasn't as pure as I thought it was. But you have
no, it was
really
fine.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. And that makes me, you know what, right now, see again, just alignment just happened. I actually couldn't even sit down. I had to stand up.
There you go.
Is the energy moving? Now, you've got a lot. You're very creative. You're very inquisitive. Your life force is just very moving and bubbling. And you've got some things coming up yourself. As you said, you have a couple books you already mentioned right now. What is your next step right now in – like you're already teaching people and you're helping people. What is it you fill your days with to help people learn quantum touch and keep going and yourself?
Well, we've got the quantum touch website, and it has practitioners and instructors, and then I've got 4 books that teach people everything, that gives people avenues to learn and utilize this material. So that's really where people go is to quantumtouch.com, and they can find practitioners, instructors, they can find resources, or even pendants if they're interested in playing with a pendant. So these things are all available to people.
So with the pendant again, so you're still making them, you're still creating them, you're still putting your intention. When you said you sent them out to the practitioners, are they then sending them out to other people after, like, you've had them and they've had them?
Well, first, let's be clear. These pendants are connected to every other pendant that's ever been made. They're all entangled with each other. Every generation of pendants is connected with every past generation of pendants. So now, with over 4,000 people owning pendants, maybe 100 of them or 200 every day are charging them again, or maybe more. Maybe 1,000 people are charging them. So they're different every day. They're more powerful every day than they were before. And when I hand them to some people, they say, it's too powerful for me to hold. I said, well, you get used to it. Some people, you know, wear them for a few minutes a day or leave them on all day. I wear them day and night myself in the shower. I don't care.
Oh, right.
And
right.
And you just get more and more used to that high vibration of energy. And so it's something that we're just learning about. This is a brand new technology. And now people are beginning to put their special gifts, special talents, like somebody reads 10,000 words a minute, somebody else has a photographic memory, whatever it is. They're putting their gifts, talents, special abilities, and peak experiences into the pendants. And I'm working on new programs to teach people how to receive the information that other people are putting into the pendants. We don't know the limits of what this technology is. This is just beginning. We're at the earliest stages of these discoveries, but I know we're on the right track because it's doing a lot of good and it's very inspiring stuff.
It really is. And I love that one thing I read. It said, we do know that we don't know what it can't heal.
Yeah, we're in the early stages of discovery here.
Yeah, thing. We're going to go to commercial for the last time, but when we come back, I do want to explore just a little bit more of that entanglement and receiving.
Yes.
Because when we talk about I really want people to grasp that what we do think and feel and what others think and feel is affecting us, is affecting the next person and the next, and then all the things that are happening in our lives. There's this big mumble jumble, which we can align and have that clarity. And I do want to talk about receiving, because what you just said right there, some people don't know how to receive it, and they may get the pendant and think, whoa, that kind of feels weird to me, or maybe that's not good, or I'm uncomfortable with, like, does alignment hurt? Like, does getting realigned hurt? You know?
No.
So I know I just asked you 1,000 questions there again, but
okay,
you know,
good.
Yes. So when we come back, receiving, alignment, all that good stuff, and then of course I want people to know absolutely where to get a hold of you and find you and what they can do. We'll be right back.
Great.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So grateful to be sharing this time with Richard Gordon. Richard, as you've created this amazing Quantum Touch, the organization, the healing process, and sharing this with people, I have come across, and including myself, so many people about the receiving of it. And I really feel that's a strong thing right now for the listeners, because receiving it means, A, we have to believe in it, B, we pray and hope that it works, and C, that we get that result that we're looking for. So when we're just, I was just going to ask you one more time how we can open that channel of receiving or release any of those fears that are stopping us from receiving this.
Well, it's a big question. And Life is very complicated. We all have emotions that we don't want to have to feel. In fact, if you were to say, what is the biggest blockage that humans have? It's that we don't want to feel the intensity of our emotions. And the reason for this is our hurt goes deeper than we want to know. But our love actually goes deeper than we can know. And so in order to avoid having to feel how deeply hurt we are, it also taps in on how deeply we love. And it's extremely vulnerable to feel how deeply we've been hurt. Because if you were able to access that, you'd also know how deeply you love. And both are very challenging to people. So we block it to a large extent. We don't let ourselves feel that depth of spiritual selfness. And by doing that, we limit our potential. We limit our health and all kinds of other things.
Well, so I am
it's complicated.
That was cool. I'm very rational, so it was really funny. I love math. I'm a numbers and math girl, and I always remembered, you know, what you do to the left, you must do to the right. And when you were saying that about the, you know, as much as we, the hurt and the love, and I am taking this rather personally, which is great because then I can actually share my experience. But I think that you just helped me again. Thank you so much, Richard.
Sure.
Sometimes I fear loving another so deeply, and it's now that you think about it, it says the more I open my heart to love someone, anybody, I actually, you're right, I do experience or understand more of the hurt that I didn't, that I was ignoring.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
It kind of opens the door, does it? I have many friends who are Reiki masters and Reiki practitioners. What is the difference between quantum touch and Reiki?
Well, it's kind of like the difference between a bonfire and a match.
Oh my goodness.
We don't wait for energy. We have no attunements and we have no symbols that we're needing to use. We bring it. We bring the energy. We don't wait for the energy. What we do is we use very powerful breathing and body awareness exercises, and we learn how to link the breathing and the body awareness. And we see phenomena that the Reiki people have never heard of before. And we have thousands of Reiki people who have taken the course, and some of them just stop doing Reiki, and many of them just will incorporate Reiki with the quantum touch. But the quantum touch is fast. It's really powerful. And then you can go further and further with it. So yeah, Reiki's fine. It's a wonderful introduction to energy work. But the truth is that you could pick up my book, Your Healing Hands, and discover that without any symbols or attunements, you're immediately doing very powerful healing work. But another big difference is that when I gave a lecture one time to about 100 Reiki people, most of them were masters or third degree Reiki, I said, how many of you ever feel tired or drained at the end of a session? And half the people raised their hands. Mm-hmm. And so, well, that never happens with quantum touch because we're consciously raising our vibration throughout the session, and you never come down to match the other person and feel tired or drained.
Mm.
And the tired or drained simply means that the only way you can prevent being tired or drained during Reiki is if you're able to hold and maintain a level of love, gratitude, appreciation, and so forth. And just keep your emotional balance really in a good spot. But not everybody can do that all the time. And so they will feel tired or drained. If you use quantum touch, you can be depressed and still raise the other person's vibration and raise your own in the process. There is a physician, Jerry Pittman, who wrote, in its elegance, quantum touch first provides healing for the practitioner. And it's so true because we're doing it that way. So that's the primary difference of Reiki and quantum touch.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That's beautifully explained. And it also, I think you just made it even more inclusive and said to anybody out there, even if you are in pain and if you are depressed and you're struggling with things, it first starts with you. And that, I think that's just it. You just made, I feel like you just empowered, like, gave everybody that belief and feeling like, yes, I can do this too. So if somebody were to go and say, you know what, I want to explore this, I want to experience quantum touch, maybe I want to become a practitioner because A, I want to heal myself and then help others, what does that look like? What does the process look like once they get to the website and they say yes?
Well, they can go in many different directions because we don't, I mean, if they just want to read books, they can do that. We've got a video workshop that they can watch that'll teach the entire quantum touch, the basic quantum touch session. There's practitioners they can get sessions from. There's classes they can take all around the world. We've got teachers teaching everywhere. Our website is in, I think, 7 or 8 languages now. We just added Turkish.
Oh, wow.
We've got the Turkish language. We've got many others. People can take it where they want to go. And then we have a really amazing newsletter that's free, of course, and have a wonderful editor now who's putting together incredible stories from these newsletters and articles and such. And that's just, I'm just so amazed by what's coming up through the newsletter because it's a great forum for people to learn and to grow. And
is it true then, available. If we were just to read the stories, as we read, you know, we all love to read the inspiring stories and things like that. But even, as you said, just being witness, we're witnessing other people's healings and alignment. That affects us because of the entanglement.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so with that, I can't wait to sign up for the newsletter actually myself now. And you know, it's a great way to start even the day or end the day or do those things. And when you say about it's being online, this is something that you don't have to be in the same room as somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This can be online. It can be everything. And the book. So if somebody were to start, should they start with your very first book or can they start with any, like, can they jump right into?
I would say. The best place to start would be Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal.
Okay.
Because it was written about 20 years after I wrote Your Healing Hands.
Oh.
So I think it's more up to date. And it's unbelievable how powerful what you can actually learn in that book. It really does work. People can learn in the book. But then a lot of times they'll want to take the video workshop or the live workshop just to reinforce and to get it down even more deeply so that they can, you know, see it being done and be with the teacher and other students. Because when people take a live class and they actually experience all the healing happening in the room, it's much more inspiring than just watching the video, because the video won't work unless you practice on other people. You can learn the technique, but you won't even know if it worked until you practice with someone else. So a lot of people watch the video with friends, and that's much more effective than watching it alone.
Okay.
So there's many different avenues, and they're all good. They all work.
Okay, and of course the newest book, which is The Secret Nature of Matter, and that's that's already just a cool title. And then
the world hasn't figured out what I've brought forth yet, because if people realize what this was, I'll tell you what, it's going to change everything. But I finally stated my life goal just this last couple of weeks.
Oh.
And I realized this is my life goal in terms of my work and my impact on my work. By the year 2040, I would like to see quantum touch practiced in every hospital, taught in every school, and researched at every university.
Wow. That's a beautiful goal. That's a very helpful healing goal. And just by stating that, thank you for stating that and sharing that. And
yes.
And look, you yourself, it took 37 years. And nobody else should feel that if they haven't got their goal and vision yet, because it takes time sometimes.
That's an old bio you read. It's over 40 now.
Oh my goodness. So you've crossed that line. Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm past that one.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that you are.
I've been doing this all this time. And, you know, I've been the outsider. I'm the guy who's crazy enough to just keep doing something. But it works so well and it's so fast. And now we're actually getting the research. So I'm really looking forward to having access to millions of dollars to do research, because that's the only way that the empirical, hard-headed people are going to accept that something works, is by actually doing millions of dollars of research and proving it over and over and over again with different groups of people and different skeptics and so forth. But that's where we're headed. That's where we're going.
I love where you're going. I love where you're headed. And I want a giant thank you to everybody who's tuned in to listen to Richard Gordon here on Light on Living. And Richard, you know, thank you for sharing that. The biggest goal to let everybody know that keep on practicing. Keep on, as you just said, prove it over and over and over. Don't give up. Continue to raise that vibration and hold it. And if you want to check this out, and I invite everybody to do so, Quantum Touch is where you want to check that out and get onto the newsletter, read these stories, and watch the videos, and invite friends over and share that space. So, Richard, thank you so much for joining me today on this call. It's just such a pleasure, and my vibration's definitely raised.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Aw, we'll see everybody next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Light on Living.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.